It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, here we are with this January thaw, people. Much of the snow down in the valley has melted. Now you can see what's left behind, and it's kind of depressing, unless you know how to use it. Now, nobody likes looking at the carcasses of dead animals, but like everything in nature, nothing goes to waste. Example, if you're a fly fisherman and you tie your own flies, right now's a perfect time of the year here in Utah to go clip some fur off the carcasses of some wildlife species you wouldn't normally have a chance to even get close to. After all, when a skunk has been decaying under the snow for half the winter, the smell is usually gone, and skunk hair is just what you need to tie some dandy flies, like the black and white striped royal fish tickler, or the green-butted skunk, or my favorite trout fly, the soft-tackled aromatic terminator. Now, this fly pattern takes no prisoners if you're fishing on the Provo. Other uses for Utah winter roadkill include making items from leather and fur. Hunters, how can the animal rights people get upset if the critter's already dead? It's not your fault he decided to cross U.S. 89 in front of an 88 Ford Escort. Now, last year, I found a dead raccoon out by Duchesne, and I made myself a dandy mountain man cap. Has a tail hanging down and back and everything. It's still got the tire tracks of a 68 Peterbilt 18-wheeler on it. I wear it to lodge meetings, and all my friends are jealous. But sportsmen, this is the time of the year when there's dead deer, dead elk, dead porcupines, dead rabbits, and don't forget dead cats. You know, I hate cats. The Humane Society hates this, but I've been known to go hunting for cats in my blazer. What I like to do is get a gunny sack full of them, then pump them up with compressed air and use them for slalom buoys when I'm water skiing at Pine View. One more thing, scavengers, you better get out there and do your carcass collecting soon. It's bound to snow some more pretty quick and cover up your treasure. Or if it gets real warm, your trophies may start to get a little ripe. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening, and let's get together again real soon for Arrow 103.5 and the John Carter Show. This is Mr. Twister.